Ever heard of the Linux kernel mailing list? It's like where developers all hang out, right?
Yeah.
And they hash out all the changes to Linux, the operating system.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, things can get a little, well, spicy,
Yeah, it's a passionate group.
passionate.
Definitely.
That's one way to put it. But we're interested in understanding, how aggressive communication actually works in this environment.
Right.
So we've got a ton of research on sentiment analysis,
Right.
especially in software. And we even have human annotations of actual emails
Wow.
from the LKML.
Okay.
And what we found is a lot more complex than you might think.
Well, researchers are really trying to figure out how much negative sentiment shows up, especially aggression, in this software development world. And there's a good reason for this. A bunch of studies have shown that newcomers to these projects, they're especially sensitive to this kind of tone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it can actually impact their willingness to contribute.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But you're new to a community and everybody's like, at each other's throats.
Right.
You might think twice about joining in, right?
Absolutely.
So with all the fancy sentiment analysis tools that are out there, you'd think measuring this would be easy, right?
You would think so, but it's actually not that simple.
Really?
Yeah, there was one study. They used 720 emails from the LKML,
Okay.
and they had like 6 to 9 people label each email as aggressive or not. And guess what? The level of agreement between those people was really, really low.
Wow, so even humans can't agree on what's aggressive online.
Yeah.
That kind of throws a wrench into the whole AI thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It challenges the very idea of using sentiment analysis tools that are trained on human data.
If we can't agree, how can we expect your machine to get it right?
Exactly.
That's a great point. And this isn't just about the LKML either. Other studies looking at software communication, like code reviews, forums, they're all showing the same thing.
Right. Humans just have a hard time agreeing on what's aggressive.
It almost feels like trying to define art. Everyone's got their own interpretation, right?
Exactly.
So what makes one email like a personal attack,
Yeah.
while another email, with similar wording, just feels direct?
Right.
I'm curious, in your experience, reading all these LKML emails, what role did context play? Like, how'd you perceive the tone?
Well, context is super important. The LKML study found a few interesting factors at play. So, swear words, for example.
Yeah, like everybody swears,
Well,
right?
sometimes they're ironic, like expressing shared frustration over a bug.
Right, like this code is driving me nuts.
Yeah,
It
exactly.
doesn't necessarily mean you're like attacking the person, right?
Right.
It's more about the problem.
Exactly. But for someone else, that same word, might feel totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
It all boils down to perception.
Right.
Another thing they found is that even without swearing, the tone can feel aggressive,
Oh, okay.
which is way harder to define.
So it's like, have you considered this approach
Yeah.
versus, that approach is fundamentally flawed.
Right.
Even though the words themselves, aren't aggressive,
Right.
the feeling you get from them could be very different.
Exactly. It's subtle but important.
Right.
Another interesting finding was what they called mixed messages.
Mixed messages?
Yeah, emails that are like technically helpful
Okay.
and full of good advice, but then have a sarcastic remark thrown in.
Oh, like a little jab at the end?
Yeah, exactly.
Ouch.
So it really depends on the reader whether the helpfulness outweighs that negative comment.
Right. So imagine you're a new developer and you're all excited.
Yeah.
You want to contribute to open source, and you stumble onto the LKML.
Okay.
You see these passionate discussions, maybe some strong language. It's important to remember that not all strong opinions are personal attacks.
Right.
It's a passionate world, but usually there's good intent behind those strong words.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
It's easy to misinterpret things online, especially when you're new and don't really know the norms yet.
Right.
And we have to remember that email, especially a thread, we're often missing crucial context.
Yeah, we don't know the history
Right.
or the relationship between the people,
Totally.
So an email that might seem harsh, just kind of on its own, could be like totally normal
Right.
within a team. That's
Exactly.
already established, right?
Yeah, one email in the study said, "The world you're living in is drastically different from the one where the rest of us live."
Ooh.
Without context, that sounds pretty bad,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, a little aggressive.
Almost like they're excluding somebody from the group.
Right.
But what if this was just like part of a playful debate about different coding styles? it takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, it totally changes it. It's like when you get a really short text from a friend, you know, and you have no idea what's going on in their day. So it's easy to like totally misinterpret it.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much of communication is nonverbal.
Right.
And that just gets lost online.
Absolutely. And this isn't just limited to software development.
Right.
Think about all the times you've misinterpreted an email or a social media post.
Oh, all the time.
Because you couldn't like hear their voice or see their face.
All the time.
It happens to everybody.
So like, what does all this mean for us? Why should we even care about this? Like, why is this important?
Well, it has really big implications for how we build and moderate online spaces.
Okay.
Especially in tech.
Yeah.
If we as humans struggle to agree on what's over the line, how could we expect AI to do a perfect job?
Right. It makes you think about all those content moderation debates that are happening, you know, on social media. They're trying to use AI to like flag and remove offensive content.
Right.
But if what's offensive is so subjective,
it's an impossible task.
Yeah.
And people's individual experiences, especially newcomers who are still figuring out the norms.
Right.
Those are incredibly important.
Yeah.
If we want to create welcoming and inclusive environments, you know, we need to be aware of this and move beyond like these simple definitions of offensive.
So is the whole sentiment analysis thing, is it like fundamentally flawed then?
I wouldn't say it's flawed.
Okay.
But we need to be realistic about its limits.
Okay.
Sentiment analysis can be a useful tool, you know, for identifying trends, getting a general sense of like the emotional temperature of a community.
Yeah.
But when it comes to individual messages,
right,
especially in a context that's as a like nuanced as software development,
right,
it can't replace human judgment and empathy.
Right. You need that human touch.
You do.
So what's the solution? Are we just like doomed to misunderstand each other online forever?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This research just highlights the need for like a multifaceted approach.
Okay. I like it.
So first we need to educate ourselves and others about this whole subjectivity thing.
Right.
Be mindful of our own biases and how we might be interpreting things differently than the sender intended.
Yeah. It makes you wonder though, if we can barely figure this out as humans, what does it mean for AI? Like all that AI moderation stuff.
Right.
Can we really teach these algorithms to understand all these subtleties?
It's a huge question. Mm. And one that researchers are like really grappling with right now.
Mm.
We're putting so much trust in AI to like police our online interactions.
Yeah.
But if it's all based on, you know, flawed data and assumptions,
right,
it could be more harm than good.
That's kind of scary.
It is. That's why all this research is so important.
Yeah.
We need to go deeper than just trying to label things as like good or bad sentiment, you know?
Right.
And figure out why and how humans interpret things the way they do.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, what are those specific cues that trigger different emotions?
Mm.
How does context, both like immediate and cultural, shape our understanding?
Right.
These are really complex questions that need like careful investigation, not just some algorithm, right?
Right. So we need like a whole new field of study, like digital anthropology or something.
I love that. And you're totally right. This isn't just a technical problem.
Right.
It's a social and cultural one too.
Right.
We need to bring in people from all sorts of fields, linguists, psychologists, sociologists, even like ethicists to help us really understand all this.
That's fascinating.
It is.
Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. It's easy to get caught up in the technical stuff, you know, with software development.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's all about people.
Absolutely.
And understanding how we communicate online, especially in these crazy online spaces.
Yeah.
It's crucial for building a better future, right?
I totally agree. And I really encourage everyone listening to.
And as always, we've got links to all the research we talked about in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you can check that out if you want to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we'll leave you with this thought. If even human can't agree on what's aggressive online, what does that mean for the future of AI moderation?
Right.
Will it ever get it right, or do we need a totally new approach?
It's a question worth thinking about.
Definitely something to think about. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of online communication and aggression.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.